Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. So I was just listening to one of my own podcast episodes, and by the way, I don't do that. I think it was Johnny Depp who says he never watches his movies. And I can't listen to my own podcasts or audiobooks because I cringe. And I'm not trying to be modest. I'm being honest. I want to go back and delete shit. And here's a good example, because I was just listening to an episode and I say coffee grounds instead of coffee grinds. And I was thinking to myself, I am, by the way, if you hear that car behind me, I'm doing this episode at a coffee shop, and there are a lot of fancy cars in Los Angeles with loud mufflers. I have one of them. I have also participated in that Fast and Furious poster. I do have a excuse for that. I'm a gearhead. Okay, sorry, I'm bird walking. But I have a master's degree, and English is not my second language. And still, I don't know what's going on. As I get older, I don't know how to spoke English. No joke. I'm saying shit. I listen to it. I'm like, I'm a published author, and I can't put the correct tense and words together. I feel like I really feel like I'm cognitively falling apart, and maybe, and here's my reframe today, maybe that needs to happen so I could focus more on my spiritual journey. Anyway, let's talk about how we fall in love with posters. My first image, by the way, because when I think about posters, I think about the 80s, because usually posters are what we used to hang up when we were kids, pre-teenage and then teenage. So when I was like 14, when I started liking the, when I started getting curious about women and sex and all of that, and I was pretty young, I remember watching Weird Science, that movie Weird Science, and seeing the woman that the two nerds with the bras on their head created, manifested, or literally, actually, they turned a Barbie doll into their dream girl. And her, what was her name? Kelly McGillis or something? No, Kelly LeBrock. Kelly McGillis was with Top Gun, I think. She, Kelly LeBrock, standing in the doorway with the short shorts and the crop top, that poster is deeply ingrained, has been stamped, branded in my head. Because when I was 12, I would stare at that thing and also put a bra on my head and wish I could create the perfect woman. I think as adults, we fall in love with the poster. And what I mean by that is when we're dating, we fill in a lot of blanks. We also want someone to be a certain way. And so instead of wanting to see truth and who they really are, we start to patch things up. We start to put filters, you know, like the filters we use for social media. We start to provide excuses. And I think part of it is fear. I think part of it is like we're afraid that this person that we're investing in may not hold up. We're afraid that we're going to see that this person is defective or this isn't going to work out and we don't want to be alone again. And so we start creating an image in our head, an idea of the person, more so than actually accepting the person and who or she, he or she really truly is. And the longer that we do this, the more damaging, because I always say that love starts after this, right? Love isn't in the beginning where there is dopamine and shooting into your brain, and you know, you're the person you're dating can't do anything wrong. You are just curious about everything they do, who they are, and you're thinking about them nonstop. But once that fades, and that definitely is the movie trailer, right? That's definitely not the documentary. So that is more of the poster. Once you start to see things that kind of disappoint you, once you start to see the contrast, once you start to see that you both speak different love languages and you're wired differently, and maybe you have new different definitions of love, and maybe your values are different, right? Once you start to see all that, then you have something real to work with. Now you're working with truth, and then you start building. So I think love starts there, or even a little after that, right? Love doesn't start when you want to spend every second with this person in the beginning, because it's new and fresh and you guys are exploring bodies and stories and all of that, right? Because you are literally high. you are on a high, you are on cloud nine, especially if you haven't felt this one in a long time. Then it's like you in the desert thirsty for water, and then you come across something that isn't a mirage, but is literally a waterfall, and you're drinking out of that. So my point is, try to swim to the real person, the truth, as fast as you can. I think today, especially with swipe culture, there's a lot of hiding. Rip the poster down. I mean, I think it's okay to give yourself a few weeks, or even, you know, a month or two, depending on how much time you spend with your new love interest. But yeah, of course, there's that time where the honeymoon phase should be just that, you know, enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, there's no need to look for stains and contrast or take a black light to anyone. The honeymoon phase is all about what it felt like when you were in junior high summer camp and the person that you had a crush on kissed you back. That moment, that feeling. You deserve it. Soak in it. Enjoy it, because it's not going to be forever. And I think the honeymoon phase is all about that. But after that, after you take that in and you start to see the 360 of a person, then it's really time to kind of now do the work, or now get busy, or now start looking at what comes up, why it's coming up, what is, when I say coming up, what is being activated, what is your ownership, what is your responsibility in this activation. So the way that you rip the movie poster is you lean into the resistance. So if you find that beeping, by the way, is a Volvo backing up right in front of me. Because of Amazon, the beeping noise when trucks back up has now just become common in our daily lives. Anyway, speaking of resistance, because I'm being activated as I speak, leaning into your resistance of what comes up. So when you have two people who decide to love each other, they're not only bringing their hearts to the table, but they're bringing their stories and, you know, what activates them and their trauma and their upbringing. And so there's going to be this contrast. There's going to be this collision, right? And if you actually explore it, if you make your side of the bed, if you take ownership, there's a lot of growth. This is growth soil. If you're going to run because it's uncomfortable, then of course it's not growth soil. But there's a huge opportunity here to really grow. And I think this is what's beautiful about relationships that most people don't understand or realize, because relationships are not advertised this way, is the difficulty and the contrast and, you know, the like if you were to take a dye marker and throw it at your relationship, all the stuff that glows, that is marked blue or red or whatever your color dye is. It's like when you, I think there's a special dye in the pool. So if you pee in it, it will light up the pee. and everyone will see literally where the pee came from, and you would be standing in the center of that glowing fluorescent blue or red or whatever the color dye is. So imagine that kind of dye thrown at your relationship. Those spots, although difficult to look at, and of course, now the poster's gone, right? There's disappointment in that. But those spots are now seeds for growth. And on both sides. So you have to ask yourself, what is my piece in this? How does me being activated, how is it something that I can process and evolve and grow from? And then your partner must do the same thing. And then when we have two people doing that, the magic that happens is two people building something, starting with trust. You're laying tracks to take ownership, which is going to be a very important track to lay for the duration of this relationship. And you are creating the foundation. Most people, when they see these spots, when they realize that someone peed in the pool, they run. They get out of the pool. And they go and chase the poster again. And so we naturally do this because the poster, the fantasy, the image, the idea feels good, and we naturally gravitate toward that. See, they're here. See what I'm doing with my words? Here I am again, saying weird shit. That's a, you know. Although that was more of a choppy stutter, I don't know. We gravitate toward ideas. We gravitate toward fantasy. We gravitate toward things that we've created in our heads by filling in blanks. We don't gravitate toward truth, because truth is hard to look at. My reminder for you today is, if you're in a relationship or maybe just are dating someone, yes, enjoy the poster, but at some point it's time to rip it down and to seek truth. It's the only way you're going to build something healthy, sustainable, and meaningful, and hit the higher notes of love. And it's the only way that the relationship, the thing that you and your the person you're investing in are building together, is going to be greater than both of you. And the relationship is going to grow you in ways that you have never thought about, imagined, or known. And that is a good thing. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you for listening. If this was helpful in any way and you understood anything I said, please share it with a friend. Be well. Hey, if you have a passion for helping others and you want to create a more meaningful career or add to your current skill set, it's time to become a life coach with Lumia. When I became a life coach many years ago, there wasn't anything like this. So I developed this program alongside with Noel Cordeau, Lumia Coach Training. And it's amazing. It's 100% live and online, meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, ICF accredited too, with 20 diverse instructors and a thriving alumni community. Go to theangrytherapist.com and click on Become a Coach and explore Lumia Coach Training. I'll see you in class.